Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce. How may I assist you, please?
I was calling because I was just trying to get like a receipt or an invoice for a purchase.
Oh, sir, I can't assist you with that. You may need to get in contact or go back to however you purchased it, whether it was through a credit card or your bank card, and see if you can retrieve an invoice or receipt from there. We are actually a third-party call center, but I can't provide you with a receipt of a purchase.
Yeah, I just don't have any receipts for this purchase here. That's why.
Right.
The bank statement just has consistent quality. Is that right? Is that what this place is, consistent
that's,
quality?
That's the merchant's name or whatever you ordered was billed under. Let me get the zip code to see if I can locate what you were billed. What's your zip code?
15642.
I do. Thank you for that. And what is your first and last name, please?
Ron Lovett.
All right, give me 1 second, Mr. Lovett, so I can see if I can go in here and see what you're exactly billed for. Well, Ms. Lovett, I do not actually even see an account in my system with your name, so I'm unable to find what you were being billed for. How much are you being billed for, sir?
$5.74.
I don't even see the account in my system. It was actually billed under your, do you know a Christine Lovett?
Yes, I know Christine Lovett, yes.
Okay, that's whose name it was billed under. Can you verify that address for me?
219 Sunrise Drive.
Okay. Yes, sir, give me 1 second while I open up this account, okay? Oh, my system is taking forever to actually open up again.
Okay.
Seems like it gets unbelievably slower in the evening. All righty. Yes, sir. What I was able to locate, and this was a $5, and you did pay $5.74, and that was the shipping and handling. You or her, was it Miss Christine, actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. That $5.74 was actually a deposit to be into that sweepstakes, and when she paid the $5.74, and that was actually a way of securing if she was the winner of this particular item, and then her shipping and handling to receive her item was already paid for in advance. So that's what that $5.74 that you were billed, that's what it's for.
But so that was for her. Go ahead.
Right. She's only entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win this KitchenAid mixer.
Okay.
Okay. So that's
okay.
What that was for.
All right. It says that the $5.74 one was for you entering in that sweepstakes.
No, I agreed to $2.75. I didn't agree to
$5.75. Well, she says she agreed to $2.75, not $5.75.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it probably was that on the website or wherever she went to, but it actually charged her a total of $5.74 for the shipping and handling if she's the winner of that particular item to receive it.
Okay, so it was an entrance fee, and then they charged shipping.
That. Yeah, that would secure her shipping if she's the winner of that particular KitchenAid mixer. And then that would be secured where her shipping and handling would already be paid for when she would be able to receive her item. Okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
All right. Are you familiar with stamps.com? And this is another, I don't know if this is you or not.
No, sir. We are actually a third-party call center. But as I say, we do assist multiple companies and over 100 different products. So I'm not familiar with everything that the online merchants may put on.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's all.
All righty, I do. Thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great evening.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.